What's up, guys? I hope you've had a pretty good week so far, a pretty good day. But we're gonna jump right into it. We're gonna be talking about love. And I'm one of those people who love everything about love. That's a lot of love. But I love romance movies. I love when people fall in love. So isn't love such a beautiful thing? You know, when two people fall in love with each other and spend the rest of their lives together. Just thinking about love in general makes me so excited and sometimes makes me even have butterflies. But anyway, today we're going to be talking all about love, if it's not obvious, and how to fall in love with the most important person ever, and his name is Jesus. We're going to talk about how to fall in love with Jesus more and more each day. So let's go ahead and dig a little bit deeper into this topic so we can figure out how to fall in love with Jesus. And if you want to stay updated on podcast episodes or just my Instagram posts, make sure to head over to Instagram and type in at the.gospel.and.love to check out all of my new posts and stuff. With all that, let's get started. Okay, so for today's episode, I'm going to be reading a devotional from the Proverbs 31 Ministries. I really love the group of women who put together this devotional. It's called How to Fall in Love with Jesus, and I'm going to read it through and just talk about it, and yeah, it's going to be really short and sweet. But the Bible verse today is John chapter 15, verses 9. It says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Okay, let's get started. A friend of mine recommended a TV program she was sure I'd like. It didn't seem interesting to me, but on her recommendation, I watched the first episode. As suspected, I didn't like it, so I passed on watching it again. But she insisted, "Please give it another chance, I'm sure you'll love it." Because I trusted my friend, I watched the next episode. That time, something caught my interest. So I watched another episode, and I started to enjoy the characters. They were quirky and intriguing. The more I watched the show, the more I loved it. My friend was right. I judged that show based on my superficial observations, but once I really got to know the story, I was hooked. Isn't this the case with many things, though? We easily make judgment calls, certain we won't like something, whether it's music, a book, food, or people. Then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because we never really get to know what we judge at the start. Jesus can be like this too. For some, seeing Jesus as a baby in a manger is as close as they want to get. Perhaps the grown-up Jesus seems a bit intense or demanding or narrow-minded, so it's easier to stay at a distance from him. But if we keep Jesus at an arm's length, we'll never get to know him. And if we never get to know him, we won't love him. If we want to move faith from our heads to our hearts, we must fall in love with Jesus. To fall in love with Jesus, we must know him, not superficially, but deeply. That kind of knowledge takes time and persistence, just like any good relationship. Jesus invites us to abide in his love, rest, and stay, not rush past it. In John 15:9, he said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." Many of us equate loving Jesus with obedience. Obedience is surely part of showing we love him. Even Jesus said that. But the love Jesus wants is our affections, our emotions, the longing of our hearts. But how do we get there? For years, my faith was academic. I knew who Jesus was, believed he was the Son of God who died for my sins and chose to follow him. I studied the Bible and did my best to make good choices, but there was always a formality about my faith. Everything changed when I started knowing Jesus as a real person, not just someone to be studied. When I read about Jesus standing by a shamed woman, daring the self-righteous to convict her, I imagined him doing that for his children and loved him even more. When Jesus stood at a well, talking to a woman everyone shunned, I pictured him talking to his children and loved him even more. When Jesus stopped and healed a woman who in faith touched his cloak and was healed, I knew he'd stop for his child and loved him for that even more. When Jesus endured false accusations, was betrayed by his friends, rejected by his own, was beaten, crucified, and even experienced his Father's face turned away so I could be free from the curse of sin, I loved him even more. I could go on and on and on, There are so many reasons to love Jesus, but here is a truth to embrace. Jesus is real, and he loves us. And for us to experience that love and offer it back, we need to know him, really know him. So we should all join together in seeking to know Jesus even more. Okay, so that was the devotional for today. And I really, really, really love, I've been saying love a lot today, but I really love this devotional because it made me think back over my personal life. Even while I've read this devotional like 3 or 4 times, and even reading it now for a 5th time, I've realized something else again. In this devotional, the lady talked about how she had head knowledge about Jesus and how she was biblically educated, but she didn't really know him. And I have like a mini story, but as you guys already know, I went to a Christian school for a while. And while I was there, we learned so much about Jesus. We learned so much about who he was and all of that stuff. But I feel like while at that school, I focused on more having a knowledge about Jesus rather than a relationship with him. Like, I focused on how much I could remember about him and remember about what he said rather than actually falling in love with him. I hope that makes sense. But it wasn't until I switched from that Christian school to a public school that I really began taking my relationship with Christ seriously and falling more and more and more in love with him. So, like the author of this devotional said, her faith for a while was just academic. And that's really how mine was. At my school, we had a Bible class we had to study for, and we had to take tests and quizzes, and it was a grade. So for a while, my faith and my knowledge about the Bible was just academic. I knew who Jesus was. I believed he was the Son of God and that he died for my sins and that I wanted to follow him. And I studied the Bible front to back, and I tried to make good decisions in my life, but I didn't really know who Jesus was. I didn't know who he was for myself. I knew what my teacher said. I knew what my friends said. But I didn't really know who he was because I didn't have a deep love for him. I also really like how this author, what's her name? So I can start referring to her by her name. Her name is Jennifer. Okay, so I really loved how Jennifer referred to, how do I want to put it? I love how she spoke about falling in love with Jesus as an actual relationship. So think about it this way. If you are dating somebody, or if you're engaged, or if you're married, or I'll take me for an example. I have a boyfriend. His name is Khalil. And I really love learning more and more and more about him. I love finding out more things about him. Because the more time you spend with a person, the more you learn about that person. You just keep falling more and more in love with him. And so me and Khalil have been dating for almost 2 years now. And the more time I spend with him, the more I learn about him. I have a greater appreciation for who he is as a person. And I find myself falling more in love with him. That's how our relationship with Christ should be. When we read our word, when we're constantly in our word, when we're learning more about who Jesus is, we'll fall deeper and deeper in love with him. And for the past few weeks, I keep ending this podcast with a prayer that you guys will fall more in love with Jesus. Because that's really my goal in life. My goal in life is to fall in love with Jesus more and more each and every day. I want to get to know him more on a deeper level. And the only way to fall in love with Jesus more and more each and every day is to know who he is. Not just have an academic knowledge of who he is, but have a really good personal knowledge about who he is. And in order to know who Jesus is on your own, you have to go to your word. You have to study your word. Because for the longest, I just relied on my Bible teachers, on my friends, on my youth leaders to tell me who Jesus was. And I just gained up all this knowledge on who he was. And I stored all this knowledge up in my head. And it's good to have a head knowledge about who Jesus is, but if you don't have a heart knowledge, then things start getting messed up. So once I actually started applying certain verses in the Bible and started remembering them deep in my heart, I found myself falling more in love with Jesus. Once I started spending more time with Jesus just to grow a relationship with him and not for school, I found myself falling more in love with him. So all that to say, this was like a spontaneous little episode, just me reading a devotional and talking. But all that to say, if you want to fall more in love with Jesus, you just have to spend time with him. It's as simple as that. You have to spend time with him. To build any type of relationship, you have to spend time with that person. If you want to fall more in love with Jesus, if you want to get to know him, if you want to have a relationship with him, you have to spend time with him. Go to your word. Go to the Bible and just open it up and start reading. Go to him in prayer. Have a conversation with him. All throughout the Bible, New Testament and Old Testament, Jesus showed how much he loved us. He showed over and over and over again, Jesus went to a cross for us. He endured false accusations. He was betrayed by his friend. He was rejected by his own people. He was beaten. He was crucified. His father turned his face away from him. Also, we could be free from the curse of sin. Jesus showed all throughout scripture that he loved us. And that's just one example right there. Jesus loves us. And if you want to fall more in love with him, just go to your word. But that's all for today. The Bible verse again is John chapter 15 verse 9. And it says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." That's all for today, guys. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for allowing us to see how much he truly loves us and how much you truly love us. Lord, like I say all the time, my goal is to fall more in love with you each and every day. So Lord, please allow myself and the listener to be more curious to learn more about you. Because as we become more curious, we're going to want to dig deeper into our word. And while we dig deeper into our word, we'll fall more in love with you. Please convict us to stay in our word, Lord. Because there's some times when I don't want to read my Bible, but you convict me. So please continue to convict me and the listener to stay in our word and just get to know you more. Lord, thank you for this week. Thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to get through this week because several people weren't able to. Lord God, please remember that we should never take anything for granted, especially life. Lord, I pray that the listener has an amazing rest of their day, an amazing rest of their week, and that they can learn something new about you and share it with a friend or family member. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.